It's the New Year's here in Iran, and as the whole nation celebrates either at home or on the road, here at Iran Today we're reviewing the country's scientific achievements throughout the last year. From nuclear technology to space exploration, Iran's academic community has been working hard to do the nation proud by the start of the new year. In this episode, we'll be giving you a quick look at what they've been up to. On the 8th of April 2011, Iran put its comprehensive scientific plan in motion. By definition, this plan is a coordinated and dynamic collection of goals, policies, and requisite for planning the strategic evolution of science, technology, and innovation systems based on Islamic Iranian values. Toward the end of 1390, Iran became the world's 17th country in scientific development. Its scientific growth was 20% more than the previous year, the highest in the world.
بر اساس گزارش مراکز علمی معتبر دنیا اونها گزارش دادن این گزارش مربوط به مراکز علمی خود ما نیست اونها گزارش میدهند که سریع‌ترین رشد علمی جهان امروز در ایران دارد انجام می‌گیرد. در سال 90 که تقریباً برابر بود با سال 2011 میلادی گزارش مراکز علمی معتبر این است که در سال 2011 که 3 ماه پیش این سال تمام شد ملت ایران نسبت به سال قبل یعنی سال 2010 میلادی رشد علمی و پیشرفت علمیش 20% افزایش داشته است.
One of Iran's most important scientific achievements has been in the field of nuclear technology. On the 15th of February 2012, Iran placed the first indigenous fuel rods into the heart of the Tehran Nuclear Research Reactor. They were produced at the Isfahan Nuclear Facility and transferred to Tehran under the supervision of IAEA inspectors. Iran was forced to take the initiative and strive for a whole new level of self-sufficiency when it asked the International Atomic Energy Agency for 20% enriched fuel, but was denied it. That was 2 years ago. Now Iran has enriched its uranium up to 20% itself and says it is prepared to export it to other countries as well. Tehran's research reactor is vital for the production of radiopharmaceuticals. 800,000 Iranians, many of them cancer patients, rely on these medicines. Earlier this year, on the 10th of April 2011, Iran announced it had built a second and third generation of centrifuges. The day before, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad unveiled a series of nuclear achievements, among them domestically produced stable isotopes produced at the Arak reactor and new radiopharmaceuticals. Iran started investing in nanotechnology in the year 2001. But after only a decade, in nanoscience and the production of nanomaterials, it ranks number one in the Middle East region and among Muslim nations. In the world, it's number 12. Iran is one of the few countries across the world that has a national nanotechnology plan, which sets goals for the future of its nuclear program. About 65 Iranian universities and scientific institutions have entered the field, along with 130 Iranian companies. In October 2011, Iran held its fourth International Nanotechnology Festival. More than 150 firms from around the world participated in the event.
Right now, 17 universities are running MSc program, especially on nanotechnology, and 7 universities are engaged in running PhD programs on various specialty in field of nanotechnology, like nanophysics, chemistry, nanomaterial, nanoelectronics, and also nanomedicine. Regarding science generation, we took the number of ISI publication as a good index for evaluating the science generation in our country. When we started our strategic plan, actually our rank was quite low. I can tell you that in year 2000, Iran's rank was 59 in the world, but right now, fortunately, we are at the rank of 12, and we are standing above Russia, Canada, and Australia regarding science generation and the number of IS publication.
In the days running up to the festival, Iran unveiled 6 new nano products. Carbon nanotubes that can greatly improve the quality of any material by reducing their weight. These are used extensively in petroleum, oil, and gas sectors. A nanocapillary electrophoresis that makes the study and identification of single molecules possible. A nanospectrometer that can help identify the properties of different chemical compounds. A deep reactive ion etching, DRIE, that can deposit thin films of material to produce nanostructures, and a high-resolution nano-imaging system that can provide images to show how the bodies of animals react to new drugs in vivo testing.
We haven't got any generation of deep reactive ion etching in Iran. And we had just a very primary model of plasma etching, which used for removing some polymer and organic materials by the gas. We developed this system to a deep reactive ion etching, and as we hadn't the etching process, because it was Bosch process, which is from Germany, we designed and developed a new generation of etching by the new etching gases and a new mechanism, which we completely analyzed it and published it. And now our system is a commercial system which we sell it to many universities.
But Iran has not just been working on instruments to do with nanotechnology. It's also produced a nano drug for treating cancer that costs one third of its foreign equivalent. Cinedoxosome targets only the cancer tumor cells, unlike other drugs that attack the whole body. Apparently, the Iranian drug has fewer side effects as well.
دو تا اتفاق مهمه که مهمتر از خود تولید داروس از دیدگاه ماها که در فناوری در واقع نانو دست اندر کاریم. یکی این هست که خود دسترسی به نانو فناوری نانو لیپوزوم، یعنی که شما تعداد قابل توجهی از داروها رو دیگه میتوانی با این فناوری وارد بازار بکنی. کما اینکه دو یا سه تا داروی دیگه متعاقباً با این فناوری در دست در واقع تحقیق و ورود به بازار هستند. نکته باز مهمتر از این اینه که یک کار تیمی سنگینی انجام شد، یعنی دانشمند ما از دانشگاه با متخصص تولید ما در صنعت و یک مدیریت حاکم بر در واقع این که اینها رو بتوانند با هم ارتباط بدن و در واقع بینشون انضباط کاری ایجاد بکنن، دست به دست هم دادن و یک کار سختی رو سامان دادن و اون در واقع مدیریت تولید این دارو بود که این اتفاق خودش اتفاق به نظر من شاید به اندازه خود تولید دارو مهم بوده و با اهمیت بوده.
In the past year, Iran's Royan Stem Cell Research Center has also been hard at work. It has various projects underway, but this year it finished 3 of them. One is the use of stem cells to treat arthritis of the knee. Patients between the ages of 18 to 65 who tested the treatment experienced 50% to 80% improvement. Another treatment perfected this year was the use of stem cells to fuse broken bones, often in elderly patients. The Royan Center has also finished working on a treatment that will help lengthen bones for people who have one leg shorter than the other. Iran has developed a treatment for breast cancer that uses nanotechnology and radiation technology. It cures tumors without the adverse effects of chemotherapy, and when taking samples of cancer tumors, they have also developed a method for isolating a number of cancer cells without damaging the surrounding healthy cells. They use a very weak radioactive substance and coloration to do this.
مهم این هستش که سرطان رو زود بتونیم تشخیص بدیم و درمان درست انجام بدیم. تو کشور ایران الان چند سال هستش که اسکرینینگ برای سرطان به خصوص مثلا سرطان‌های دستگاه گوارشی، سرطان‌های پستان شروع شده که در مراحل اولیه تشخیص داده بشه. خب سرطانی که در مراحل اولیه تشخیص داده میشه مطمئناً پیشاگهی بسیار خوبی داره. بعضی از افراد اصلا عمر طبیعی میکنن. از طرفی در کشور ما شیمی درمانی و رادیوتراپی رشد قابل توجهی داشته. افراد بسیار زبده‌ای در این کار میکنن. امکانات و دستگاه‌های پیشرفته‌ای در ایران شتاب دهنده الان در اکثر استان‌های کشور ما داریم و اینها خودش به این رادیوتراپی و شیمی درمانی پیشرفته کمک میکنه که ما بتونیم هم سر بیماران سرطانیمون رو در وضعیت خوبی عمل بکنیم، هم موقعی که عمل میکنیم بتونیم دست افرادی بسپاریم که شیمی درمانی و رادیوتراپی درست انجام بدن.
Iran has taken its surgical procedures to a whole new level this year. Iranian doctors are now removing kidney stones via PCNL surgery that only requires general anesthetic. This involves a 2-centimeter incision, and the good thing is patients can be discharged the day after the procedure. Iran's neurosurgeons rate number one in the region. Spinal disc surgery is being performed through a 3-millimeter incision in the patient's side, after which he can get up and go almost instantly. There are thousands of organ transplants performed every year in Iran. Last year there were 330 liver transplants, 150 heart transplants, 2,000 kidney transplants, and 1,400 bone marrow transplants. And cornea eye transplants are also performed. Furthermore, Iran is the only country in the region that manufactures the machines used for cataract surgery. These devices are simpler to use and cost half the price of foreign models. Because of this, countries like Pakistan, Iraq, and Syria choose to buy this apparatus from Iran.
مثلا در مورد تکنیک جراحی آکایاما که یه آقای ژاپنی تو هاروارد اینو اول ابداع کرد، خب اینجا پیاده شد، همینو این آقا عوض کرد و تبدیل کرد به آقای دکتر یزدان بوت هستن. عوض کرد، تبدیل کرد به روشی که خودش پیاده میکنه. ما هم به عنوان شاهد از ایشون یاد گرفتیم، داریم همین روش انجام میدیم. از این ابداعات هست، یک سری یک مواقعی هستش که ما اون تکنولوژی‌های خیلی قوی رو ممکنه نداشته باشیم، در دسترسمون نباشه، مجبور به ابداعاتی میشیم. ولی این متأسفانه این ابداعات خیلی عادت نداریم بنویسیم که با نوشته از این ابداعات رو میتونه پخش بکنه. ما عادت نداریم بنویسن، خیلی منتشر نمیشه، ولی بین خدامون چرا میفهمیم، میدونیم فلان کسک این کار رو داره اینجوری انجام میده، اون روش رو مودیفایدش کرده و خیلی بهتره برای شرایط محیطی ما، خیلی بهتره.
سال هاست در ایران که پیوند قلب، پیوند کبد، پیوند کلیه، پیوند ریه شروع شده و الان خیلی از مواقع اتفاق میفته فردی مرگ مغزی داره و از کلیه، کبد، ریهش، همزمان قلبش، همزمان 5-6 تا بیمار استفاده میکنن و در چند تا شهر ایران، چند تا مرکز استان ایران قابل انجام هست. کسانی هم که انجام میدن افرادی هستن که بسیار اکسپرت هستن، بسیار کار کردن، در نتیجه شانس عوارضشون هم خیلی پایین هستش. ولی خب به طور کلی هر پیوندی شانس این داره که بدن بیمار قبول نکنه، اون در همه جای دنیا هستش. ولی ما در ایران پیوندی که انجام میشه شانس موفقیتش در دنیا کمتر از کشور پیشرفته نیست.
These machines can be used to operate and cure 80% of cases. One of the reasons Iran tries to manufacture its own medical equipment is the US-led sanctions imposed on Iran that make it almost impossible for Tehran to import vital apparatus. Also this year, President Ahmadinejad unveiled the latest cutting-edge medical device manufactured in Iran. the Intelligent Surgical Navigation System. This machine helps increase precision in surgical operations and reduce the risks of surgery. In relation to other countries, the cost of healthcare is lower in Iran. Because of this, people from regional countries often choose to travel to Iran for things like plastic surgery, fertility treatment, and eye surgery. Iran has also had great achievements in pediatric surgery. Out of every 1,000 children born worldwide, 8 of them are born with a heart condition. In Iran, 95% of these cases are cured via timely surgical intervention. Thankfully, in the last 3 decades, there has been no need for such patients to be sent abroad for treatment.
مهمترینش لاپاراسکوپی هایی است که در ایران داره انجام میشه. الان یک سری در بعضی سانترها لاپاراسکوپی خیلی پیشرفته انجام میشه. به خصوص براتون بگم ما در بیمارستان هایی که جراحی های کلیه انجام میدن لاپاراسکوپی خیلی پیشرفت کرده. تقریبا تمام کارهای کلیه رو چه پیوند چه عملهای جراحی دیگه‌اش رو با لاپاراسکوپی انجام میدن، برداشتنش رو، سرطان‌های کلیه رو، تمام اینها با لاپاراسکوپی داره انجام میشه. خب در خیلی از کشورها این کارها انجام نمیشه. در کشورهای معدود مثل آمریکا و انگلیس هستش که اینها انجام میشه، ولی به طور کلی ما میتونیم بگیم که جزء 7-8 کشوری در دنیا هستیم که در این علم‌ها واقعا قابل ارزش است.
The most recent case in Iran was that of a child born with its heart outside its chest. A 15-hour surgical procedure was instantly carried out successfully. The baby will need further surgery in a year, but at the moment, it's in stable condition. Until now, there have been only 80 such cases recorded worldwide. Only 29 of the babies were operated on, and only 5 of them survived. These days, almost 50% of surgeries worldwide are done via laparoscopic or keyhole surgery. Both techniques use small incisions as opposed to larger incisions that leave big scars to perform the surgery. On the 24th of May 2011, Iran unveiled its first land oil drill that turned out to be taller than the foreign models it had been using so far. This was a breakthrough that meant Iran would no longer have to import drills. On the 12th of March 2012, the leader of Iran's Islamic Republic visited the oil, gas and petrochemicals exhibition. Iran has built some very precise machines for the excavation of oil and the transportation of that oil on land and sea. It has built 7 oil platforms that has saved Iran $5.7 million, 25 megawatt gas turbines, and monitoring machines for gas pipelines. The leader was also presented with a detailed display of the various stages of building the Star of the Persian Gulf oil refinery, a refinery tower 140 meters tall and a firm that produces propylene, the first of its kind in Iran. Also on display were the stages of building a factory that makes petrol via the isomerization method and domestically manufactured turbo compressors used in the transportation of gas. Iran's oil minister has reported on Iran's untapped oil and gas resources. He also announced that Iran produced 5.5 million tons of petrochemical products last year and is planning to build a new oil refinery. In recent years, Iran has taken its first steps towards space exploration by investing generously in the technology. It began with the launch of Iran's first domestically built satellite, Omid, in 2009. By doing so, Iran joined the other 8 countries that have the technological might to build and launch a satellite into space. In the past year, Iran has launched another 2. On the 15th of June 2011, Rasad was put into the Earth's LEO orbit. Rasad was built entirely and tested in Iran. It weighs 15.3 kilograms and was built to be put into orbits no more than 260 kilometers from the Earth. In every 24 hours, it orbits the Earth 15 times. Its carrier rocket, Safir 2, the second to be built in Iran, was 22 meters high and weighed 26 tons. On the 3rd of February 2012, the Navid satellite was also launched. This one weighed 50 kilograms and was designed to enter orbit 250 to 275 kilometers from the Earth. Navid was a telecom, measurement and scientific satellite. The information it sent back can be used in numerous scientific fields. Military technology is being upgraded across the globe every year. Iran, too, is doing its best to keep its military might up to par, especially in view of US-led sanctions. Though Iran says it will never go on the offensive, it does want to be prepared to defend itself. One branch of the arms industry is building drones. Iran is the fourth country to build UAVs. So far, Iran has built several of its Ababil drones and, as the year 1390 drew to a close, unveiled the new and improved version of this UAV. It's remote-controlled and can fly in a 50-kilometer radius from its base. It flies to an altitude of 5,000 feet. It has three digital color cameras able to send back high-definition images to base.
نیروی هوادریا ادامه مجموعه شناوری ماست که ما را قادر میکنه با سرعت‌های چند برابری و در شرایط متفاوت از شرایط شناوری بتوانیم با استفاده از همون سلاحایی که بر روی شناورها و بر روی ساحل داریم بر روی وسایل هواداریمون پایه سوم توان رصد در نیروی سپاه رو رقم بزنیم. الان گشت‌های هوایی توسط سپاه در حال انجام هست. هواپیمای بدون سرنشین ما دائم بر بالای سر ناوهای آمریکایی هستند و این کنترل یک کنترل همه جانبه‌ای هست که در حال انجام است.
ما به دقیق میتونیم بگیم که فلان ناو آمریکایی یا فرامنطقه‌ای در کجای خلیج فارس وجود داره؟ زیر دید ما هستن با تجهیزاتی که الحمدلله داریم.
On the 29th of September 2011, a marine cruise missile that can hit targets 200 kilometers away went into mass production. These missiles are very light, can fly close to the ground and are highly destructive upon impact and can be launched from land and sea. Iran is a vast country with a population fast approaching 80 million. As a result, construction is of great importance in Iran. All over the world, owning your own home is everyone's dream. To make this dream a reality for millions of Iranians, the Mehr housing scheme was launched in 2010. This year, 677 families got the key to their new homes. The Mehr housing scheme gives people loans with very low interest so they can become homeowners. 1,832,000 Mehr homes are under construction right now, and people are signing up in droves every day. On July 6, 2011, the Karun 4 Dam was inaugurated in the province of Charmahal-e-Bakhtiari. This dam holds 2.2 billion cubic meters of water. It runs four power plants that generate 2,107 gigawatt hours of electricity every year. 589 dams have been built across Iran so far, and another 137 are under construction. The possibility of building another 546 is now being researched. two of the prime factors a country striving to build a strong economy needs are research and scientific development. Iran's fifth five-year development plan and comprehensive scientific plan have made research and scientific achievements the core of their efforts to achieve economic development. In line with this goal, Iran has a lot mapped out for the future. Among other things, Iran plans to build 5 new nuclear energy plants, to send an astronaut into space, and add 6 new phases to its South Pars gas fields.